morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, and today we are discussing the implications of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee saying, and I quote, that the UPA is over. Now for context, Mamata Banerjee's statement came after her meeting with NCP Supremo Sharad Pawar in Mumbai, who, much like Banerjee, is considered to be a strong face of the anti-BJP opposition in the country. Banerjee's party, the Trinamool Congress, or the TMC, for those of you who don't know, has been at loggerheads with the Congress party in recent months, with the TMC claiming that the Congress is just not doing enough in its role as principal opposition to take on the Narendra Modi-led BJP government in the country. In the months after the TMC's emphatic win in the West Bengal state elections in May, the party, as a part of its plan to expand nationally, has inducted many big leaders from the Congress party spanning across states. Sushmita Dev, Louisine Falero, Ashok Tanwar, and most recently, former Meghalaya Chief Minister Mukul Sangma are some of the Congress bigwigs who are now in the TMC. By inducting Sangma, who also brought 11 of the Congress's 17 MLAs in Meghalaya with him, the TMC also replaced the Congress as the principal opposition in the Meghalaya Assembly. So clearly, this statement in some ways may be the final nail in the coffin in the TMC-Congress love story. It also establishes, without a doubt, that Banerjee and the TMC are unwilling to play second fiddle to the Congress when it comes to leading the opposition in 2024. But while this statement of bravado is great optics, it creates multiple complications in India's opposition space. First, what about the opposition parties that are friendly to the Congress but are being approached by TMC to be brought under Mamata's opposition umbrella? Mamata's two political meetings in Mumbai with Shiv Sena's Aditya Thackeray and NCP Sharad Pawar are case in point. The Shiv Sena and the NCP are alliance partners of the Congress in Maharashtra, and the three parties run the state government together. Therefore, while Mamata announced that the UPA is over, Pawar's response was a lot more muted. He said that whether it's the Congress or any other anti-BJP party, the opposition needs to come together. In such a scenario, when Mamata has declared that a UPA or a Congress-led alliance is not an option for 2024, will parties like NCP and Shiv Sena have to make a choice? If yes, what will this choice be based on and which way will they go? Second is the issue of parties like the TRS, YSRCP and BJD, ones which are not allied with the BJP but also do not share the best equation with the Congress. Over the last couple of years, all three parties have either supported the government or the opposition in an issue-specific manner. In a virtual meeting of the opposition called by Congress's interim president Sonia Gandhi in August, Banerjee emphasized on the need to get these parties under the opposition banner. However, this meeting was right after the TMC's first high-profile induction from the Congress had happened, that of Sushmita Dev. With the slew of Congress leaders that joined the TMC after, the relationship between the two parties is nothing like what it was barely 4 months ago. The third issue is sort of related to the first two. If Mamata's plan for opposition unity involves consolidating regional parties, then this opposition consortium will also have to deal with the ambitions of each regional satrap. This brings us back to the age-old question that surfaces every time such an alliance is talked about. Who will be the prime ministerial face? The line of argument that follows is that while a regional party or leader may, just may, want to submit to the Congress's leadership because of their presence in multiple states and also because of the Gandhi lineage, they will be unwilling to do so for another regional leader, who, much like them, does not have any presence beyond their respective state. The biggest case in point is Aam Aadmi Party Chief and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who, much like Banerjee, has also tried to expand his party beyond Delhi. But unlike Banerjee, who has started her national foray with small states like Goa, Meghalaya and Tripura, Kejriwal began in the big leagues with Punjab. And if he manages to form government there or even put up a good show, he may increase his clout in the opposition space. Like Banerjee again, Kejriwal too has denounced the Congress as a credible opposition. Lastly and most importantly, the biggest complication for the opposition in this scenario would be the one thing that matters most in Indian politics, the numbers. Even at its worst, like in the 2019 elections, the Congress commanded a 20% vote share in the country. Compared to that, the TMC, in its best ever Lok Sabha performance in 2014, held a national vote share of about 4%, mostly because it was limited only to Bengal. However, while the Congress won 52 seats in the 2019 elections, the TMC won 24, a few seats down from its 2014 performance when it won 32 seats. Therefore, it can be argued that the TMC doesn't need too many more seats to better the Congress's present Lok Sabha tally, especially since it is expanding. It is also important to note that 31 of the Congress's 52 seats in Lok Sabha came from just three states, Kerala, Punjab, and Tamil Nadu. Clearly, therefore, with the elections a little over 2 years away, it will be difficult to predict the numbers game. But let's just say that if the two were to be compared, Congress has a better chance organizationally to increase its seat and vote share in the Lok Sabha elections than the TMC. But as Mamata Banerjee has pointed out, the problem was never with the Congress's reach, but with its intent. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments closely in the days to come and bring you all the latest. This is Ishajita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's team. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.